Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yankees came back. They won the final two behind a tremendous effort from one Cam Schlittler.
You know, I almost find these shows the hardest to communicate what I actually saw last night, because the easiest thing in the world is to, like, after game one, get on, let it rip, boom, why'd you pull Fried? What about this? What about that? It's tough to verbally capture what we watched last night. It was that amazing. It was that special. When a young athlete's body and mind and heartbeat is so in sync to take the mound, and by the way, the other kid was pretty good as well, but to take the mound and against the Red Sox on that stage, you came up in July. He's a special performer. He's obviously got a special heart rate. You know, that matters. You hear that a lot. It sounds a little contrived, whatever, but he is just so calm, and he comes out and right away pumping 100, 100, 101, 99, 100, 100. We saw last night, you know, what we saw last night, Sal, there is a chance we won't see that again the rest of our lives. He was that good.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a couple of factors that go into it. For me, we could get into why I think the Yankees won the series and all that stuff, but the number one thing that I would take away from last night is there is nothing more enjoyable for me in sports than watching a starting pitcher dominate the way that he did, especially on the biggest of stages in the postseason and the elimination game, all those different things, but doing it from start to finish. Like, six scoreless would have been really good. I think everybody would have signed from that. Seven would have been, wow, he won seven innings. What an impressive performance. When you go eight, and then I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, and by the way, like, clearly I'm not a Yankee fan, but even just thinking about the moment where he's walking into the dugout and Boone's like, you're coming back out. Well, you're going back out, you got another one in you, and the crowd going nuts, and him just blowing away guy after guy. I don't think there's anything more beautiful in sports than a starting pitcher going that deep into a game, especially in a postseason game.
It's up there, and, you know, it's really the poise. I mean, the stuff is obvious. You watch him throw a baseball. He's got these long, loose limbs, so the ball's on you quicker. He throws 100. He's got a nasty cutter. Like, he's got the entire repertoire, but... like, when you jump ahead and it's strike one, strike one, strike one, strike one. Like, he could have been out there for 5 hours. The Red Sox weren't dotting him. Yeah. Like, they just were not touching him. And the other thing, too, Sal, you know, the way the Yankees won the series. Now, you and I both thought that they would hit last night.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No, well, that's a whole other thing that we got to get into here.
We certainly will. But to win a series. Now, the Red Sox, they've had some injuries from the offensive perspective. Like, they're not a very lethal offensive team. But... You still got to beat who's in front of you. For the Yankees to win a series with only two home runs, you had Volpe's home run early in the first game. Obviously, Ben Rice then hit one. You almost had one from Stanton. Judge didn't hit any. Belly didn't. Gresham didn't. Nobody else did. To win a series the way they want it, whether it's the hustle double, whether it's two, that play by Volpe, keeping that ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Jazz, he worries me, even though I like him. Man, some of the throws he makes and plays are just odd. But that pick by Volpe with a runner charging down on you, if he doesn't secure that ball, it's in the outfield, it's second and third, you got big problems. He made a big play the night before, the double play from Devin Williams, jumping up, getting his foot down, throwing a dot to first. They won in a way that they have not been able to win in recent years. And that's kind of grinding out a couple of the cheap hits and running the bases and catching the ball. And then what we saw from Schlittler. I mean, Guidry didn't do this. Clemens kind of did it against Seattle. Pettit didn't quite do this. El Duque, Wells, nobody else. What I saw last night was almost hard to describe. He was that amazing.
So from Cam Schlittler's perspective, do it again. Now we got to see. Like, that's a performance he probably won't ever have again in his lifetime. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, he's Roger Clemens. It's the greatest pitching performance I've ever seen. It's game three, which is not the same as game five and game seven. And now it's an elimination game, but it doesn't feel, you know, with a game three, it doesn't feel the same because the series is just so quick. Whereas even a five game series is a little back and forth. It just sets the stage a little bit better. Certainly game seven is after a grueling six games. All right, here we go. So game three is kind of abrupt.
Well, it might
and
not
quick.
Feel the same, but it's got the same urgency. You know, whether you lose, you're out.
Yeah, no, understand. It's an elimination game. It just doesn't feel the same as the other stuff.
With the buildup?
There are circumstances around it. Like, it was also against a Red Sox team who has a god-awful lineup. Like, that's not taking away from Cam Schlittler. It's a fact. I mean, the Red Sox lineup was just awful, and to your point, they weren't touching him. So he was great. Nobody would ever take that away. Exciting performance. Now, can he follow that up? And if he starts to do that throughout the postseason, then we could start talking about Yankee legacy and Yankee lore and Roger Clemens this and Cam Clemens that, like, whatever. My biggest takeaway is something you just touched upon. This series, and it's going to get buried because of how great and dominant Schlittler was. The Yankees won this series by being a clean baseball club for all three games.
Yeah.
The Red Sox were the team that beat themselves, not catching pop-ups, fumbling all over themselves in the outfield, not good on the base paths. The Red Sox were the team that beat themselves. The Yankees didn't beat themselves. They played clean baseball, and to your point, doing it with base hits, putting the bat on the ball, little seeing eye singles here or there.
Yeah.
Didn't do it with their power. So the Yankees showed you in this three-game series that they can win in a way that we have not seen them win before. That should be the biggest takeaway. Defensive substitutions, McMahon making that great play, whatever it may be, being a clean baseball team through three games while watching the Red Sox, and that's all it took. One mistake, one drop pop-up screwed that whole game up for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Their pitcher you mentioned before, I thought early was terrific.
He was really pitching. He was mixing and matching. He was good. He's very good. He's going
to
be good.
For a rookie to do that in Yankee Stadium against the Yankee lineup, which is far more dangerous than the Red Sox lineup, like, that was impressive. So that pop-up that fell in, that got things going the wrong way. But then even just the balls that were put in play, the grounders that got through, that is something that should get you excited as a Yankee fan. There's more to come with the power, but the fact that they didn't beat themselves and played clean baseball to win a series, that to me is the biggest takeaway.
It's very encouraging. The other thing that Schlittler did, aside from the obvious of just being, you know, masterful, is that outside of Bednar, he gave the bullpen a chance to rest a little bit. So even if he gave you six or five or six scintillating innings, you still would have had to go to whether it's Cruz, whether it's Weaver, who we don't really trust now. Cruz would have been the third straight day. Bednar did have the third straight day. Same with Devin Williams. If Devin Williams would have gotten it would have been the third straight day. So he delivered last night, but also at least put them in a better position to be in a good position game one in Toronto, which we'll obviously get to. You know, early, the first time through the order, the Yankees were 1-for-9, and then the second time, and this is where the adjustments came, they were 5-for-8 with a walk. So the kid really, really was good. That's the Red Sox problem, mm-hmm. and that's obviously the Red Sox, you know, one of their staples moving forward. It's a problem that they lost Starr down the road,
right.
But he really was good. But then you can see the Yankees grinding through that second time of the order, and the first inning, you know, I remember telling you, I don't know if it was his first start. I think it maybe was because his first start was July 9th, back to Schlittler. And I told you, I was in the car and I heard the interview with Susan with the scout who wound up finding him at Northeastern. And then, you know, I'm seeing him throw him like, wow, 98. This was in July, 98, 99, 199. And he averaged, I think it was 98.7 on his four-seam fastball, which was the highest average for any Yankee pitcher. But how about this? And again, we could get lost in the numbers, and we won't do this all day, but this has to be said. In the first inning, he has six pitches, 100 or more, which was more than every Yankee starting pitcher in the playoffs since 2008 combined. So, you know, and he's not even their best pitcher. Now you're going to get Fried, obviously. Rodon's been pretty solid.
Oh, he was the best in the series by far.
There's no question.
By one shot.
No, I agree. Yeah. But the Yankees are now in a position to do something that I think a lot of us think that we didn't think that they could do early, that maybe changed our opinions from late because of the moves that they made. And this is what it's about. I mean, just answering the bell, everybody watching, pressure, and he was phenomenal. It was great.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Paul starts us off in Queens. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, guys? Great win last night. Cam Schlittler was unbelievable. Crazy how, you know, it's been a home run or bust all year, and they win this game basically by base hits. And, of course, some miscues by the Red Sox defense. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, if Cam Schlittler can continue to do this, I mean, what does it say about what the Yankees are going to have going forward, starting pitching-wise?
See, that and thanks for the call, Paul. That, to me, is the wrong takeaway from today. Carl Ravitch said it last night. It actually drove me up a wall, BT. We're in the midst of a run right now with the Yankees. There's no need to, like, Carl Ravitch, somebody's got to teach him baseball. Oh, do you think it was him that was better? Was it the defense? Dude, are you watching a game? Obviously, it was the defense. Get a freaking clue, Carl Ravitch.
He's terrible.
But then he starts going on to, well, look at Cole and Fried and Schlittler and Rodon. Dude, this is not about next year. It's about now. Cam Schlittler dominated last night. Cam Schlittler's going to have an opportunity to dominate the Blue Jays in the next round. Who cares about Gerrit Cole and the possibility of next? We have no idea what Cam Schlittler's going to be. We have no idea what next year is going to bring. Right now, you have a chance to go win a World Series. That's what it's about. So, Paul, stop worrying about what it could look like in the future. You have no idea. Does last night mean that Cam Schlittler's going to be Roger Clemens? He might be. I have no idea. He might not be. Nobody has any idea. But right now, last night he pitched better than Roger Clemens could, and the Yankees are going to need that if they want to go win a World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the reference because it was just a camera shot, and I don't know that Carl said, hey, put the camera on the Yankee pitchers. I could talk about the next couple of years. But it is important to stay in the moment because think about this. This time last year, we're watching Soto and Judge. We're watching a team that goes to the World Series, and you just don't know when you're going to get back there. I mean, a year or two ago, did anybody think Gerrit Cole would miss an entire season? You don't know. So you take the moment that's in front of you, and you just you enjoy it for sure. And this is a fun day because you get a chance. It's a good balance where you get to celebrate last night. You get to look ahead to Toronto, who's been talking smack, whether it's their broadcasters, their manager, their players for the last 3 months, and do that nice little fun balance, which is the best part of October.
Yeah, maybe more of my point, forget like even Ravitch and spinning it forward to next year. Like, yeah, okay, great. That's a next year problem. Even about Cam Schlittler, like, if this is what Cam Schlittler is going to be, and first of all, he's never done this before, okay? His best start.
Nobody has in Major League Baseball playoff history.
There's also circumstance for that as well. The expanded postseason, worse teams, like, that is a part of it. You could go back. Now, I didn't do this myself, but go back and look at some of the great pitchers and the lineups that they were facing in comparison to who players face now in a wild card game or a wild card round. So that's not to take anything away, but it is a reason when you get crappy teams 5-6 seeds in, why certain stats may look different. My bigger point is that Cam Schlittler himself has been in the majority of his season so far, and it was only, 14, 15 games, whatever he started with
15.
The Yankees prior to last night, a 5-6 inning pitcher. Then the last outing against the Orioles, we went over this yesterday, was his best one so far, 7 1/3, and then last night was just an absurd, like, the best of the best to ever set foot on the mound in the game would have a hard time matching what he did last night. So what is he? All I'm saying is we don't know. I'm still not sold that he's going to be that every time out. Now, if he is, then nobody's beating the Yankees. End of story. Nobody's beating the Yankees.
Well, think about the other things that you and I discussed as well. The whole lineup thing. I mean, that was a lot of the show that you and I did yesterday. Right. And it came out when we were off the air. And I didn't know if they were going to play. Well, I kind of felt that they would play Stanton. I did say that I would not. But he put Rosario in there, got a big knock there, obviously put McMahon at third base when he did, made a sprawling catch. That was an incredible catch, my God. So the buttons that he hit now, obviously.
The best play the Red Sox made, by the way, was saving McMahon in that dugout.
That save came a little late. There were a couple of guys who didn't move. I forget who was the guy who actually did catch his legs.
Weird spot, right? Because you don't want to help him, but you
got to help him. When you see somebody's spikes go over their head, I don't care who you're playing. I don't care what's at stake. You make sure they don't get paralyzed or smash their head on a piece of concrete. So they eventually did the right thing. That was a sick play there by McMahon. But the buttons that Boone pushed last night, you know, we're right. Now, when Ben Rice drops the pop up early in the first inning, if you wind up getting a 2-run home run, I Ben Rice at first base terrifies me. They were able to work around that.
Also, he didn't look good offensively.
He did not look good offensively. I get that.
But that's why, to me, it's not about the results. I'm watching that saying, okay, he looks overmatched by the lefty. Yeah, he made the drop pop up, but I want Ben Rice's bat in the lineup, period. So I'm okay with the results. I thought it was the right move regardless of the results. But yeah, it's almost like Boone knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. And then, by the way, we saw Goldschmidt the last thing against Chapman, which we thought that we would. So, listen, to be a champion, this is, and that's what everyone's thinking, that's a long way from it. There's a lot of twists and turns. There's going to be a lot of shows where I'm yelling, you know, angrily, and Zav and I are debating moves, and why'd you do this, and why. Then there's other days where we're going to be celebrating, like today. But what you have to feel as a Yankee fan, and this really is my greatest takeaway, they've got depth they haven't had in a long time. They've got starting pitching they haven't had quite like this, I think, in a long time. And if Judge joins the party from a power perspective, the Yankees could and should be champions on a lot of levels. This could be the year. This could be the season.
Alex is calling from Southampton. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Yeah, yep. I'm calling in. Big, big Yankee win. Pumped about that for sure. But, you know, about Cam, you know, during the season, he didn't look nearly as good as he did last night. Last night, he looked otherworldly. But, you know, I called in a few days ago, talked a little bit about Pettit. And if you remember, Pettit was a solid season pitcher. But once you got him in the playoffs, man, he started going nuts. Mm-hmm. So it could be the same exact kind of song we're singing here for Cam. That's just my take.
You know, listen, that's your take, and we get it. We respect it. The thing, again, it's an interesting balance. Now, we've already heard Clemens, and I threw it out there as well, El Duque, Clemens, Pettit, I mean, old Guidry, all these names. Let the kid just continue to progress. The one thing that I would say, now, Andy Pettit, you can make a case he should be in the Hall of Fame based on his October prowess,
and
right?
I would.
I would, too.
We've had that conversation.
We have. The numbers aren't there in totality, but if you watch, you know, 15 years of baseball, do you really write the Yankees, you know, lore without Pettit being a big part of it? No. And I think you should be rewarded for that. But the point is, even on Pettit's best days, he never looked like that. I mean, next level, untouchable, filthy dominance.
Yeah, nobody's going to say that he might not be that or can't be that. He's just not that yet.
I agree.
He might be. Who the hell knows? Like, we need, just after one start, it can't be, oh, okay, well, Cam Schiller's going to dominate the big leagues for the next 10, 15 years. He might. He could. But let's just live in the moment here. He did it one night. The Yankees beat a team that they were clearly better than. They had to win this series. Like,
oh, Boone's, God. Dude, the pressure here was
Boone's
immense.
Job would have been on the line. If they lost that game last night or lost the series or lost the night before, forget about last night because they had that in control. Dude, Boone might have been fired. We would have been talking about Judge again failing in the postseason, not doing enough. Like, they had to win this series. And now, like, the postseasons are in the way, of course, but now they're back to a spot, okay, where they were last year after winning the division. Let's see what they have in the division round. The competition, I think, would get a little bit more stiff. I still think they're far better than the Blue Jays. Should be a great series. We're looking forward to the excitement there. But one day at a time here, one game at a time. So just enjoy what he did last night, which was an incredible all-time pitching performance without predicting whether he's going to be the next Pettit, Clemens, whatever. He could be. He might not be. What happens if he goes out there next time against the Blue Jays and he gives up 4 runs in 5 innings? Then what? What are we all saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, they were saying he got rocked. But I think what you take away from last night is, you know, this is more reason to believe that the Yankees can make a deep run. Because, you know, Fried wasn't as good as Crochet in game one, but he was really good. Rodon was good, not great, but he's had a really good year. Now, Schlittler, if he's able to join the party, you know, and give you not even, listen, he's not going to replicate that again. I don't know that anybody is again, as I said to start the show.
No, but something similar. I mean,
you know, just give the Yankees a chance to get their bats going before the other team scores a couple of runs. And with that stuff, you would think that he's going to do that every time he steps on the rubber.
And the most important thing, while it was extremely fun to watch him dominate and just blow guys away one after another, not walk anybody, if that game, even a 4-0 game, if Schlittler had to leave in the 6th or 7th inning,
mm-hmm.
now they're in a bad spot, the Yankees are, because not only do they have to go to the bullpen that we don't trust overall, but it's a bullpen that wasn't fresh.
Yes.
So you don't trust them, but you also have guys that would be pitching on the third straight day. Like, that's the spot. If you're Boston, you're dying to get Schlittler out of that game, and he just kept mowing you down, pumping the zone with fastball after fastball. He couldn't touch it
mm-hmm.
to a point where it's the 8th inning, and you're like, they have no shot here, because now it's just Bednar for 1 inning and a 4-run lead. The Red Sox can't come back in this game. So the fact that not only the rest of the bullpen, BT, avoided having to go to a shaky bullpen that would have been overused in this series.
I did not want to see Luke Weaver under any circumstance last night, to your point. Now, the Red Sox weren't the only ones sitting there saying, let's get to the bullpen. I promise you, Toronto's kicking back with their feet up saying, let's go, get back to these guys. So when we play them right. on Saturday, they're further taxed. And, you know, I went... You know, a little bit of a, not the deepest dive here, but I did find some stuff on Bednar where he had some moments this year and last year with the Pirates where he went back-to-back-to-back days, and he actually pitched very well. Small sample, but and last night he was up for the task. He looked really good. But, you know, if Williams would have got a third day and Cruz a third day, and I believe everybody was available to the point early in the broadcast, you know, Ravage and those guys were saying, and the former players, Eduardo Perez and Coney, did back it up, so it wasn't just Ravage making it up. They both said that Crochet and Freed yeah. could face a few hitters last night. So I do believe it was all hands on deck. But not only do they win at advance, but the other guys got a chance to regenerate, so they're in a better spot to play Toronto Saturday.
Jabez is calling from Fishkill, New York. What's up, Jabez?
Hey, I called a while ago talking about Cam Schuller and how amazing he was. Oh, man, oh, man. 8 innings, 12 strikeouts. Absolutely electric. I cannot get enough of that. That was a masterclass, man.
It's up there. There's no doubt, Jabez, and thanks for that. Well, that's why I said to start the show. To me, this is always a challenge because it's I don't know how many descriptive words you can use. Now, we're not going to go 4 hours of platitudes here. Eventually, we turn the page and get to Toronto, do a little Jets Giants as well, but it was just so special and so unique and so scintillating that It's unless you sat there and rapped on and just on every single pitch, there's nothing that we can say that can illuminate fully what this young man did last night.
Yeah, and like I said, it's to me the most enjoyable thing in sports to watch a starter go that deep into a game in that type of moment, in that rivalry, all those different things, and doing it the way that he did it. Like, you could do it and do it effectively as a pitcher, but to do it with that power like that, that's what fans want. On your feet, looking for the strikeout, boom, strike three, boom, strike three, boom. Everybody going nuts with it. It was an impressive performance. And, like they were talking about it last night, a star is born, this or that. I'm not going to go there yet. However, we're like this close from having a star is born, because if he goes out there and does it again or something similar, again, nobody's going to expect him to go 8 scoreless with 12 strikeouts and no walks. Maybe he doesn't, but even if he goes 7 dominant against the Blue Jays in whichever game that he pitches for the Yanks,
mm-hmm.
now we are starting to see, to me, a star is born. You can talk about it in the regular season, and you can see the stuff, of course.
No question.
But this is different level type performance. When you start dude, look at the outings. We went over it yesterday. When you go to the 8 scoreless in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could back that up, now you could be talking about not a third guy that could give the Yankees some rotation depth. He could be their ace.
He could be.
But yep. for a night and for a series, he was. I need to see a little bit more.
He was a hero. And listen, we can start getting to this. Obviously, we get back to the calls, of course, on a fun football Friday. But obviously, it's the Yankees here, BT and Sal. We can start mapping things out as well. You know, who's pitching here? You know, when you look at it, so it's Saturday, Sunday.
It's going to be heel game one, right?
It's going to be heel. Well, did they actually announce that? Because I looked on the thing, it was not announced, but it looks like it's going to be heel. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, you got an off day, and then it's Tuesday, Wednesday in the Bronx, then it's an off day Friday in Toronto if necessary. So the train is moving, picking up speed, and let's rock it. Here we go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup,
no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We touched on this earlier. I think it is imperative to hammer home the bigger picture, because Schlittler was so dominant, so that's the focal point by many. The bigger picture is the way the Yankees played this entire series. It's something that we've been critical of this team and this organization for years. Not doing the little things, not playing clean baseball. And yet you saw it on full display how the Red Sox, a team who everybody thought was dangerous, and I think they were only dangerous because it was a three-game series and they have one of the best pitchers in the game in Crochet. Outside of that, they're no match for the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are a better team. So that's where it was scary. But you saw them beat themselves with those little mistakes. It was refreshing for a change to see somebody else do it, as opposed to the Yankees not getting to a ball, not taking the extra base, or not making the play defensively. So that is something that they're going to have to do to win a World Series, and maybe even more so to beat Toronto. Now, I do think their power is going to be a big thing here. Boston's pitching is better than Toronto's, but Toronto's lineup is better than Boston's is. So it'll be an interesting dynamic. I think the Yankees are better balanced than both teams and are still better, but they're going to have to continue to not beat themselves, and that was refreshing to watch.
Well, think about the plays at the plate. Now, I got on Jazz a little bit the other night for not busting hump, you know, the first four or five steps, whatever. He still made it in 9.1 seconds. He barely beats the throw. Think about Cody Bellinger last night, you know, beating it by a tick. And that means you're getting good reads. That means the anticipation's there. That means the alertness is there. And again, the little subtleties of the series, of course, we'll remember, you know, whether it's the two home runs or the pitching performances. But, you know, Volpe with the double play from Williams. Volpe last night, I can't reinforce how big of a play that was by Anthony Volpe. That was a terrible throw by Jazz. And, you know, that is such a hard play. It's one thing, you know, when the ball's in the dirt, it was a fairly short hop, so it's not incredibly tough. But when you got somebody bearing down on you and you've got to get your foot on the base and keep it there, I mean, if he bobbles it, it's first and second. If he whiffs on it, it's second and third, and it's a different profile. So they are finally built differently. And I remember even when they beat the Guardians in 2022 and then got smoked by the Astros, they set records, Sal, for futility in terms of OPS and strikeouts, and they were a one-trick pony. Not anymore.
Think about it this way. The Yankees' greatest strength, I don't think anybody would argue coming into this postseason, would be their bats, right? Their power, their prowess. They just beat the Red Sox at a best of three without even displaying any of that.
I love it. Yeah, no question.
That's the point. So now you want a little balance. You did it with some pitching. You did a little bullpen. You certainly did it with defense and on the base paths. Now maybe next series you have some of that power that comes into play. But it's encouraging, or should be encouraging, outside of the dominant Schlittler start, to see the way the Yankees won this series. Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? You know, crazy to think how long it's been since the Yankees beat the Red Sox in the playoffs. I mean, there's a whole generation of 26-year-old Red Sox fans that all they known in their life is beating the Yankees, which was the reverse of my life growing up. So great to see we could finally get the monkey off our back, even though it was a short series. Felt like a Game 7 championship series. I thought last night the most important inning while I was watching was the top of the fifth.
Yep.
After the Yankees score four there in the fourth, all year when the Yankees score against the Red Sox, it seemed like they would come right back the next inning or the next two innings and score to tie the game right back up. So I thought it was huge to come back in the top of the fifth. He gave up a hit to lead off the inning, and I said, oh, man, here we go. Then I think he struck out the next two, and I can't remember how they got the third out. But I thought shutting them down right back after they came out and scored the four was huge, and I felt like it sucked the life out of the Red Sox after that.
Well, there was two elements there, Chris, and thanks for the call. Obviously, you know, when you get a couple of the runs, you want to go up there and put a zero to keep the train moving. But also, that was a long delay, you know, and I even tweeted, I said, you know, hey, just be ready. But like, even though he looked so good for the first four, I don't know exactly how long he was on the bench. It seemed like a 25, 28, 30 minute inning. And, you know, it's very easy to get out of the flow there. And he did give up a base hit. Who was that? Yoshida? Yeah, that was Yoshida. Who had a couple of really good at bats against him going the other way. That's the only one who really looked dialed in. But for him to sit there and take it all in and probably be a little antsy inwardly, you know, to go out there and then give up a hit, but then buckle down and go bang, 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 that allowed the Yankees relievers to rest and get depth and all the other things that we talked about. It was huge.
He was a man possessed last night. Like we talked about it, the mentality going in, you just knew that he had the proper mentality to deal with the pressure and things like that. He was on a mission to go out there and dominate his favorite childhood team. And he did just that, pounding the strike zone, blowing him away. So even that layoff there in that inning, nothing was going to deter Cam Schlittler from just going out there and absolutely dominating the Red Sox. Mitchell is in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hi, guys. Hi, BT. Hi, Sal. Sal, thank you very much for the compliment last night. The Yankees won. I got to tell you something. Being at the stadium last night and watching this kid pitch last night, it was the most amazing game that I've seen in a long time at Yankee Stadium. The crowd was in it the whole time. It was electrifying. It was just enjoyable. It was really enjoyable to watch the Yankees win the game. One thing that I'm concerned about, I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier, was, is Bellinger okay? Because he looked like, with his last at bat, he looked like he might have tweaked his ankle, but he was running very hobbling out there. So I don't know if anyone brought that up at all. But
we did see that. I didn't hear anything about that in the post game. Did you, about Bellinger being a little dinged up there?
With the slide there. A little bit. They didn't get too deeply into it. Something to monitor. We'll be on it today, no doubt. They brought it up a little bit.
Okay, and then, you know, the Yankees, you know, even with Boone's mistake or whatever else, we go to the second round, let's get going. I've already been on the phone with my buddies. I'm heading out tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. I'm going to Toronto.
Wow.
You're driving or you're taking a point? You're flying?
He's driving.
Right now I'm driving, but I'm going to be home in about 15 minutes. I'm going to call there and see what kind of flight I can get.
No, I mean, are you driving to Toronto? Not are you literally driving right now?
Sal, I said I'm going home. I'm going to call the airlines. I'm driving right now, but if I can get a cheap flight or a reasonable flight, I'm going to fly tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And I already got the hotel room. I'm staying at Toronto's, right in the stadium. It's a Marriott, right connected to the hotel. I can't stay in the hotel. Sal, I'm going to say wanted for the hotel room.
How much?
To watch the game from your hotel. They wanted $2,900 for the night.
That's insane. Mm. Let me just say this, Mitch, before I forget, because I want to get ahead of things here, and we know you're busy with the Yankees playoff schedule. My wife did remind me yesterday, you know, the calendar turns to October. You start to think about the holidays. You got to carve out some time to go pick up my Christmas tree again this year, okay?
I thought you were going to tell them to scoop up the leaves.
No problem. Sal, when you're at it, I need some sweatshirts from your buddy from the drink.
I'll get you the serves. Mitch is looking for some serves. Thanks for the call, Mitch.
He's out of his mind. I mean, he's texted me last night, and he's sending me pictures of soup. Sushi and prime rib and black and white cookies. I mean, it's amazing. He's going to Toronto. That's great.
I could almost feel the tears of joy from Mitch through the text last night. Like, I saw this kid pitch a great game last night, man. It was one of the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, congrats, Mitch. All right. Congrats. Meanwhile, I'm trying to deal with it. Like, geez, here we go again. Buckle up. Yankees going on a big run here. But Mitch is all excited about it. All right. Rob is in New London, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going today?
What up, Rob?
Hey, so, look, Schlittler, got to admit something to you. I'd really never seen him pitch or even heard about him in the farm system, and I'd like to consider myself, you know, up to speed on the Yankees. But what I saw last night was equivalent of, it's like a secret weapon. It's almost like a third state acquired a nuke in the middle of a game. And it destabilizes everything. So what I'm saying with that, and is that you can forget about all the predictions prior. And I don't think Toronto stands a chance against this now. I mean, we not only is Schlittler good, he's a stopper. You cannot duplicate that kind of power.
No, hold on. So, Rob, numbers. Hold on one sec, though, Rob. So, Rob, yeah. All right, first of all, Toronto handled the Yankees pretty well this year. I think it's going to be a good series. Well, I do like the Yankees to win, but hold on. Luis Gil's going game one. Now, Luis Gil's got good stuff, but if Luis Gil goes out there and gets bounced around on the Yankees...
They need the bats this series.
They got to wake up. And the Yankees lose 7-4, 7-5. I'm not saying that he's not going to pitch well, but if he doesn't, that changes the profile of the series because you might not get back to Schlittler because it would then be Fried and Rodon, which I'd also feel good about, but one game at a time.
Yeah, all right.
No. First of all, I'm talking about long term. I mean, the guy, what I saw is like, forget about
even
the
worse,
series.
Even worse, one season
about, like,
at a time.
The guy's a stud, but okay.
He is a stud. Well,
he was a stud last night, and there are reasons to believe that he can be a stud, but there are no guarantees. Okay. Like, it's not like he's done this before.
I understand that. Okay. I understand that. I'm just saying, first of all, you know, I mean, I'm a little positive. I mean,
there you
it's
go.
Good to be positive today, right?
Positive
so
Robbie.
I do feel good about that. I don't want to be too hyperbolic, but he's good, okay? So, but I'm not impressed by Toronto. I mean, I've watched them play the last, I don't know, 10 days, and I think, Sal, you know, I love you, but you're way off. I don't worry about Toronto at all. I think Toronto is, they're a paper tiger.
Where are you getting that I said worry about Toronto?
I don't know. About 20 minutes ago, you said something that
I think they're better than. I think they're better than Boston. That's what I said. I still said.
I don't think they're better than Boston.
Rob, there's
what have you looked at?
Rob, there's a difference between saying that. First of all, they won the division. How's that for starters?
I understand. Yeah, I know. But
how many games did the Blue Jays win? How many games did the Red Sox win? So that's one thing that I'm looking at. Number two,
you got me. I'm not trying to, Rob, hold on a second. Right now,
Toronto had a bye. They didn't play. The Red Sox lineup stinks. The Red Sox couldn't catch
Toronto,
a fly. Rob, the
I
Red Sox couldn't.
It,
the Red Sox couldn't catch a fly ball, and their lineup stinks. Now, I believe the Yankees were going to win the division. I was obviously proven wrong. I think the Yankees are going to beat the Blue.
Yeah, that stunk, didn't it?
Okay, I think the Yankees are going to beat Toronto. All I said was, BT, that I think their lineup is more dangerous. I don't think they're
that's
pitching.
That's not even close to Toronto's lineup to the Red Sox.
That's it. Now, I don't think their pitching is as good as
it's
Boston.
Not.
So the Yankees are going to score some runs. That's all we're saying. I don't think Toronto's – I shouldn't say that they're not a threat. They are a threat, but I think the Yankees are better than them.
So do I. It's going to give me a little pause based on the way the Yankees looked a lot against Toronto this year. But you go back to the early part when Toronto, that certainly the four-game sweep up there, they had a lot of balls on the on the left side of the infield, this pre-McMahon. And they ran wild on the Yankees. Now, they could hit. I mean, if Vlad Guerrero goes bonkers, if Springer goes bonkers, if Kirk goes bonkers, like, they are a threat. They're going to hit more than Boston. I don't think they're going to pitch like Boston, and that's where the advantage comes in for the Yankees.
So, and in the postseason, when you've seen this now, we've been experienced with this before. First of all, Toronto's proven absolutely nothing in the postseason. That's number one. Number two, when you're trying to go through that Yankee lineup and get big outs with your life on the line in these games, who the hell is doing that on the Blue Jays pitching staff? Now, I'll admit, I'm not watching them every single game. I just don't trust them to shut down the Yankee lineup, which is why I believe the Yankees were ultimately going to win the division. That proved to be incorrect. Tie goes to the Blue Jays because they beat the Yankees in the regular season. I think the Yankees are going to get revenge on the Blue Jays. All the smack talk that everybody talked about with Toronto, all the nonsense that went on. At the end of the day, I don't believe the Blue Jays have the sack or the talent to beat the Yankees. That's how I stand. So I think the Yankees' bats are going to come to life in this series. And then maybe in the CSBT, mm-hmm. the Yankees are going to have to do it more so with the pitching and the defense versus a team like, let's say, Seattle or Detroit, whoever they face there. Maybe World Series, different story. This series, I think they're going to have to mash, and I think that they will.
And they're favored. Yeah, I just checked. The Yankees minus 150 to win. Toronto's plus 130. So fairly close. And you would think if the Yankees had the home field advantage here, which they don't. You know, maybe the Yankees, maybe it's juiced up to minus 160 or 170, but the Yankees are favored, and I think that they should be. Now you got to go out, you got
to
get it. Let's go.
I don't think we're seeing a game five in this. I think that's how much better the Yankees are than the Jays. I think they'll get at least one there,
and
I don't think the Blue Jays are coming to Yankee Stadium and getting a game.
I'll take that. I will absolutely take it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is.
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Keep those calls coming. I'm on edge today, boy. You push the wrong button. Somebody, this is a word to the wise here to the callers today. Do not mention the word soda because you might you want to get an explosion out of me. You might get that. Oh God. Hey, look, the Yankees carrying us as always. BTSA yep. Sports out here. The Jets don't play a meaningful game anymore. They're toast. Giants will be excited. It sucks. Actually, the one thing that sucked this week is that we didn't get enough talk about the Giants. Because Jackson Dart was great. The defense was great. We mentioned it a little bit. And now they have a huge game coming up. We'll get into it later on. But obviously the Mets, you know, the way that they missed the postseason and the Yankees having their postseason series and success, it's been all about the baseball this week. So I feel like we shortchanged the Giants. Hopefully they can win and keep that going. Although as long as the Yankees are in it, it's obviously going to be primarily Yankees talk here.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, if the Giants can win on Sunday, and again, we could do a little bit of that after. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, especially if Dart plays well, And the Saints aren't good, but even if they do win, certainly you have a season, at least, you know, early on, but without neighbors, it's going to catch up at some point. You know it is.
I mean, but nobody went from expecting, you know, nothing to, hey, they're going to be a playoff team.
I got you. No,
I think
know,
it's still going to be the excitement of Dart. And by the way, we'll have Nick Costos on as usual, 12:40. We'll talk some Yanks with Nick, but we'll get some football stuff in.
I may as well take him out for the steak tonight. I mean, God, what a horrendous bet that was.
That's right. He's going to be dunking on you.
You with the Surfside, me with the steak. Yeah. What a bunch of idiots with these bets.
Oh, man, that is tremendous. I forgot about that. And then at 1:20, we'll do our perfect parlay pick segment. So we'll do plenty of NFL, but obviously all Yankees this morning after they clinched the series, beating the Red Sox in Game 3 of the wild card round last night, setting the stage for a fun DS against the Blue Jays. Alex is in East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what's really scary about Schlittler? First of all, he's got the attitude, even at 24. I love the fact that he didn't get overhyped. He was just taking care of business. But he is so far away from refining his breaking stuff. Mm-hmm. When that happens, he's going to be insane. You know, I'm an old guy, and I'm a little bit of a romantic. I wish Boone had let him come out for the ninth to pitch to one guy get a standing ovation as he walked off.
Yeah.
I want to make a couple of quick points if I can.
Go ahead.
Judge has that look. He had one hard hit ball in three games. It was the gift single that drove in a run, whatever. He's trying to pull everything. You can see when he's going good, obviously. And he was right up to the playoffs. He's going to right field. He's trying to pull everything, and he's got that look now. I hope we get over it. But here's another thing, my last point. It's the critical game three. You lose, you go home. There's no score. Stanton hits what he thinks is a home run and stands around and yells at the dugout and blah, blah, blah. And then hits the wall and he suddenly takes off and he makes it to second base. A couple of years ago, he did the same exact thing, injured himself sliding because he had a hurry to get into second base and missed like 40 games. I haven't been listening, but I haven't heard anybody say anything about this. Just because the Yankees won doesn't excuse it. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. This is your game three. You have to win this game and there's no score. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And Alex, you're not wrong. I mean, I thought he was pretty stand up in the post game celebration. Yeah. He even said, hey, kids, don't do that. So he kind of make fun of himself, so he owned it. I was surprised he did that. Now, if Jazz, and I'm not trying to pick on Jazz, but if Jazz did that, or certainly Yankees in the past, Donaldson did that a few times. Cano would do that here and there. Gleyber Torres a little bit. I was genuinely surprised, but that's why I was on Jazz the other night when he wasn't, busting hump out of the first few steps. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. It was a late night. I barely slept. The first few steps on the 3-2 pitch base hit from Wells where he scored, because the little things, like you want to be a champion, those things aren't optional, man. And I am surprised by Stanton. Number one, he doesn't really do it too much, but also when he gets it, he knows. He's not like a guy who hits 12 or 13 home runs a year. When he hits him, he absolutely hits him by, a wide margin. So that surprised me, and it's unacceptable. It's not wrong.
And I'm sure the morning show talked about it. I didn't hear that. If they did, it wasn't when I was listening. And we didn't talk about it because it's not, to me, the thing that we should be talking about in the first couple of segments of the show. But we certainly were going to get to it, so you might as well get to it now. It was bad. Obviously, everybody watching knows it was awful, so much so that, to your point, BT, Stan comes out afterward and said, it was awful, it was embarrassing, don't do it again. Paraphrasing, of course, but he did take accountability. I mean, the main thing, and Alex brought this up, was that you didn't want him to get hurt when all of a sudden he turns it on. Mm-hmm. Because, Stanton, I mean, he could get hurt walking out of the dugout to go onto the on-deck circle. So for him to turn it on like that, quick twitch, to use your words,
that's true.
That's where you worry about something getting hurt there. But he made it safely. He didn't get injured. No harm, no foul. And he said it won't happen again. It obviously can't happen. It's inexcusable. I know you want to celebrate. You better celebrate when you make sure you got it. And he, of all people, should know, because he's hit plenty of home runs to know the difference.
I'm totally with you, but there's really nothing else to say. Yeah. He messed up. He owned it, so you respect that. And he's always been a stand-up guy, so we move on. Now, if the Yankees would have lost the game, that probably would have been mentioned in the first segment at some point. But his point about Judge here, I know he had hit four hits, right? So the average looks okay. He looks jumpy, and he's hit a lot of balls off the end of the bat. He's had a lot of weak flares to like short center and right field. I don't think he's swinging at good pitches, and that's obviously going to be a storyline the deeper we get. Now, they won without Judge being Judge. That's good. That's also a Red Sox team that's not going to put a lot of runs up on the board. Toronto's got some mashers. So if Toronto's mashing and Judge is not, that's going to be a different set of issues. But he's got to get going.
Right. I think this is going to be the series that we need to see Judge here, because he was not very good. I know the singles, that's a win for the opponent when he's hitting singles. Glenn is calling from Park Slope. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I just had a shout out to BT, and I don't like doing shout outs, but BT called me yesterday. He said that he saw Cam possibly going seven innings, and he went eight. So BT, you were like right on the money.
Well, I mean, I don't think I was the only one. I remember watching when he first came up, and he had easy dominant stuff. He didn't give you great length, but it was never a stuff thing with him. So I mean, a lot of people expected him to pitch well last night.
Well, he did an amazing job on this one. Shout out the Yankees, and let's beat the crap out of Toronto.
Yeah, nobody expected him to do that. I mean, it's one thing to say maybe he goes seven, maybe he gives the Yankees a chance to win. That was absolutely ridiculous here. So, you got to feel good for Boone. You got to feel good for the Yankee fan. It's been, and the other thing, too, that's happened, and, you talk, you get to these situations, and if you're old enough, like back in the day, it was like, all right, and I've said this to Sal, we're going to win. Who's pitching? Doesn't matter. Where's the game? Boston? Doesn't matter. We're going to win. That is long ago evaporated. It is evaporated within the fan base because the Yankees have not won with any sort of frequency. It's been too long for their standards. And the other thing, too, and this is an absolute byproduct of them not winning since 2009. Sal, you got these young players coming up. They don't fear the Yankees. They don't look at the Yankee aura. Right. Whereas, you know, you were in the, obviously in the late 90s, even into the early 2000s, and even into 09, where you had an entire generation of young baseball players that, when they stepped on the Yankee Stadium field, old or new stadium, you know, the aura was more palpable because the Yankees won with great frequency. That has dissipated. So, you know, what the Yankees have become is a much more well-rounded team. And if you really think about what we've been screaming about for years, it's that. Just catch the ball, get some team speed, get some better pitching, you know, from top to bottom. And Put the ball in play. Choke up with two. Like, they had bat by Wells. I thought that should have been a hit, whatever. Even though they gave him an error. Those kind of grinded out at bats are more emblematic of what they've become and why they're just a better team.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, maybe we should talk about Aaron Boone when we come back. Everybody was talking about Cora. Oh, how great of a manager Cora is. What about giving some love to Aaron Boone? 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.